Hey, this is T.A. and Marion calling from about kilometer 262 on our trip of descending the Athabasca River. We've just had a pretty yummy supper of Sri Lankan dal, which we got a taste for when we were in Sri Lanka earlier this year. And we're actually not in the tent escaping the mosquitoes yet. We're on a nice little bit of a point, so I think the wind is keeping them at bay. So we're enjoying a lovely, lovely evening. The sun has made the light quite buttery. We're watching our water lily make some electricity in the current. And we just had two geese do the most amazing flyby. They flew by in front of us at about 10 feet, honking as they went. We figured maybe they were that we were where they would like to be, but we made the reservation first, I guess. Another fine day coming down the river. A little less bump, a little less current, so we worked a little bit more. We saw a lot of ice scouring damage today. So I know earlier this spring, the Athabasca River had an ice jam alert, which is when it's breaking up and you get a bunch of ice over top making a dam, and you could see how the ice had just scoured the tree trunks. It's basically like a mini glacier, and you could just see how it was ripping trees down. The beach that we were on was hit a little bit, but the opposite bank was hit significantly more. Very, very bark stripped off trees just laying down. And so it took us a little bit longer to find a campsite today, but the one we found is working out terrifically. Wanted to say a big hello to Ms. Gamble's grade 3 class in Yellowknife. They're following along on this trip. And if there's any other classes following along, be sure to email me at talofler@gmail.com and let me know so I can say hello. And if you have any questions, you can send them along and we can answer them. And if you know any classes that would like to follow along, please invite them. It's always great to have students learning and sharing our journey with us. We're probably about to have a morning's paddle outside of White Court, so we might hit our first bit of civilization tomorrow. And definitely starting to feel a little bit bronzened. The sun's been incredible this week. We're not used to being outdoors in sunny and warm conditions coming from Newfoundland, so it's quite the treat. We're also starting out some new techniques in terms of keeping cool. At one point today, we took our boots off and we had our feet on the inside of the canoe because where the canoe touches the water is quite cool. We're going to change up our clothing systems tomorrow. We're definitely using lots and lots of sunscreen. So all is well here on day 6 of paddling north. And I actually think today we made a little turn as we head into White Court. We're paddling south, but don't tell anyone. Take care and catch you from tomorrow.